Want more of your favorite actors? Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at QCode Media for exclusive behind-the-scenes, casting updates, and show giveaways. Hi, listeners. We want to take a moment to recognize the importance of mental well-being. At times, the show features sensitive material. Know that there are options, and you don't have to deal with it alone. Our continued support for mental health and treatment comes from Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com to learn more. QCode presents Soft Voice, starring Naomi Scott, Olivia Cook, and Belle Powley. Created by James Bloor.
This podcast is brought to you by Bloodhound Media. Trigger warning, contains adult themes and violence. Juicy Killings, episode 79.
Is there mercy for the man who knows only his ambition?
Ladies and gentlemen, it was a cold-blooded, premeditated murder.
You have to understand how things are up here.
Allegedly planning to kill their classmates and then use their blood.
You mean you don't trust the police?
In my business, you don't trust anybody.
She's got a kid with his throat cut.
We want ourselves!
We need a doctor. Look at his face.
Juicy. Hello and welcome.
Hi.
I'm Tracy DeLivo. And I'm Carolyn Occhialini. And this
is
Juicy Killings. So, how are we doing?
We're doing.
Right.
You know,
I know.
Yeah.
We are doing.
Right.
Well, you know what? It's hard.
It is hard. It is.
When you lose someone, it is not easy.
No. Oh. I'm sorry.
You never have to apologize for feeling.
Thanks. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know, Birdie passed away last week.
Monday.
Oh, it was Monday.
We thought he passed on Saturday, but then his tail moved.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. A typical. It's been a roller coaster.
I will never forget the cottage cheese. Do you want to tell it?
I can't. Oh, you go.
Okay. So, Dave and I are driving up to Santa Barbara, and I get this call from Carolyn, and we're in the car, and I pick up, and you just go, Birdie's been eating my cottage cheese. I'm like, hold up, what? And you're like, he learned how to open the refrigerator and now he's eating my cottage cheese.
I taught him to open the refrigerator so he could get his celery.
And I'm like, no. And you're like, look at this. And then you send me this photo of your very handsome iguana, Birdie, sitting there proudly next to the refrigerator. And his mouth is covered in cottage cheese.
It's because I couldn't find the cottage cheese in the refrigerator, so I thought he must have eaten it because when I got up and walked downstairs in the morning, he was just sitting there on the kitchen floor with cottage cheese all over his mouth.
Oh.
But it turned out it wasn't cottage cheese. It was mouth rot.
Yeah. But even when you know someone's sick, you know, it helps, but it doesn't prepare you.
It never does. It never does.
But we were blessed, you know. He was peaceful. We were so lucky. We have a very dear friend who's a veterinarian who gave us this special tank to put Birdie in because he just lived in the house with us, you know. He had his own free will. But we had to put him in the special tank our friend gave us, and he told us to lower the temperature in the tank by a little bit each day. And Birdie just went to sleep. It was just like putting him to sleep because he's naturally cold. Blooded, so basically his muscles just sort of
froze.
Well, not froze, they just, it's kinder than that.
Kind can be hard.
Yeah. Anyway, how was your week?
My week was fine, actually. Not much to speak of.
Give me the highlights. Give me the headlines.
The headlines would probably be, I don't know. Victor got accepted for coding boot camp, which was a pretty big deal.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is that? Coding.
So it's starting at the end of fall. It's an intensive course where they learn how to make software. Well, I mean, Victor already knows how, but he'll learn more. They teach them a lot of cool stuff that's relevant for getting into data and all that type of stuff. Containerizing and scaling microservice architectures and Big Bang and Canary up in Seattle.
That is, wow, smart cookie.
I know.
But you know what has blown me away this week? It's the amount of support that has come in for Birdie. Letters, tweets, people drawing pictures of him. I honestly don't know what I would do without this community.
I can imagine.
To know that he touched so many lives and the vulnerability people have shared about their own reptiles.
Birdie was special.
Truly special. His tongue. All the games.
You know what my dad always said? And not everybody gets to have a sense of humor, but some people do.
Oh, yeah. And he was one of them.
Are you ready to talk about this week's juicy killing?
I was born ready.
So, because you've had life stuff this week, I did the juicy killing research, and I found a fun one.
Ooh, pray tell.
I mean, it's not fun. It just fascinates me, but it's obviously not fun. I know we talk about this a lot.
I know, you know, and it's something I think about. Isn't there that phrase, comedy equals tragedy plus time?
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's quite specific because let's say in a year you are not going to find the death of someone important to you funny.
No, never. But I think culturally, you know, there's a moment or when you go and see mummies at the museum, they can be kind of funny.
It's like too soon.
Exactly. Too soon.
But if it's not soon enough, it's boring and people are like, switch it off.
Yes.
So, on that note, our juicy killing this week is the juicy killing of a 14-year-old boy called Parson Flowers.
Have you ever wanted to decompress in a time of anxiety?
Or maybe you need to unlock your creative flow?
Well, earned rest is so important. And yet, nearly 45% of adults today say it's unthinkable.
Our world of distractions and demands put a high price on serenity. We are constantly being told how to change ourselves by taking up new activities and buying new things. It's exhausting.
That's why Patty Thew's Therapy for Art Foundation has created a beautiful range of coloring books for adults.
Coloring is a soothing way to connect with your inner child, and art therapy is proven to clinically reduce stress.
I was doubtful at first, thinking, will this ever work for me?
But within weeks, we were both using mindful coloring as a way to invite calm into our overthinking and meditation practice.
The books work with markers, pencils, and crayons, and Patty Thews have created a unique range of themes with something for everyone.
You can choose from the Sahara Desert and plants of the rainforest, to European cities, cats from behind, Macbeth, and even the American Civil War. Go to Patty Thews Therapy for Art Foundation online, select coloring, and enjoy a 15% discount when you use the code JUICY. Stay bright and stay resilient with an imaginative use of vibrant colors today in your life. So, today's juicy killing is British. I know it's the old cliche, but what is it with their teeth over there?
Everything looks fine until you see the teeth.
Everything looks fine until they smile and show you their teeth, and you're just there, like, trying to look at any other part of the face that's available.
I mean, it's the one part of your skeleton that you can show to another person, so you want to make sure it's presentable, right? It's your bones.
Right. Because there's no skin there.
You cannot moisturize your teeth.
No.
So, end of side note, the juicy killing of Parson Flowers.
Yes.
Parson is a 14-year-old boy living in Leicester in the UK in the early 1990s.
I don't like where this is going.
He attends the normal local school, and he has two older brothers. They all live with their parents.
Uh-oh.
One day on his way home from soccer training, Parson goes missing, doesn't come home.
Is this before we had cell phones?
This is 1993, so before most people had a cell phone, yes.
And cell phones are pretty much like, you could have used them as a murder weapon.
Or a self-defense.
later, they find the body, and it's been badly burned.
So it's Parsons' body?
Yes. And still, the detective leading the case insists that Parson isn't real, that he never existed.
You're kidding me.
Nuh-uh.
Can you imagine being the mother at this point?
I know. Being a mom is brave anyhow, but how brave can a mom be?
Wait, what was her name again?
The mother?
The detective.
The detective's name was Detective Violet Blow.
Detective Violet Blow?
Mm-hmm. Insane.
Detective Violet Blow. Detective
Violet Blow.
Soft Voice stars Naomi Scott as Lydia, Olivia Cook as Dark Voice, and Belle Powley as Jean, Marcia Gay Harden as Tracy DeLevo and Carolyn Occhialini. Created by James Bloor. Written and directed by James Bloor. Executive produced by Olivia Cook, Belle Powley, Naomi Scott, Jordan Spence, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producer, Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Shin Yin Hiyu. Producer, Marlena Ma. Supervising producer, Tess Ryan and Sandra Yi Ling. Co-producer, Michelle Zarate. Original music and composition by Jeremy Wallace McLean. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Braden McCluskey. Sound design and mix by Eugenio Battaglia. Sound edit by Alex Lara Peralta. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Liam Hoops. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Additional editing by Alvin Wee. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Jack Friedman. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Soft Voice is a Q-Code and New Name Entertainment production.